It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time with some recent bad news about common pain relievers, a UW nursing professor tells us about the latest research on alternative pain control techniques.
But first, the Obama administration announced new rules yesterday to drastically reduce power plant emissions in the next decade.
Reactions from both supporters and opponents to the Clean Power Plan have been swift. Here's what Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker had to say.
Well, first off, it's not the clean power plant, it's the costly power plant. It would be like a buzzsaw to the nation's economy. The states like mine and many of the other governors here would be devastated by that.
Clip there from the governor. As a result, Wisconsin plans to join a legal challenge to these new guidelines. Joining us to talk about the development is WPR reporter Chuck Kornbach. Chuck, thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon.
Well, Chuck, how would the president's clean power plan, as he calls it, affect Wisconsin?
Well, coal plants in the state, electricity generating coal plants in the state would have to cut emissions overall by about a third by the year 2030. Wisconsin makes a fairly sizable amount of use of coal. We're in the top 15 or so among states using coal to generate power. Somewhere around 60% of our electricity comes from coal. So the president's plan would have a significant impact here.
Now, reactions to the plan have been strong on both sides. First of all, who do you hear supporting it right now?
Well, largely it's the environmental and public health groups that have been active on climate change for several years, including the environmental group Clean Wisconsin. That group's director, Keith Riopel, served on a Doyle administration task force on climate change back when, you know, state agencies could talk more about climate change. Riopel is quite happy with the plan, and you know, he was not irritated that the EPA is giving states, including Wisconsin, a bit more time to come up with an implementation plan and its early reduction targets in emissions.
Now, with these goals set by the federal government for each state, what help is available for states to reach the goals that are being set?
Well, Riopel says a key one is that in this latest EPA announcement this week, states are being encouraged to get going on reducing CO2 emissions by going stronger on energy efficiency and making products, using products more efficiently and building more fuel more efficiently, and also the greater use of solar, wind, and other renewables.
Now, we have a clip here you were talking about from Mr. Riopel. Here it is.
There are incentives, and states can earn extra credit, let's say, by investing in energy efficiency and renewable energy prior to that 2022 starting date.
Now, he referenced these credits. Do you have a sense about how they would work?
Well, again, the more the states make use of them, the more credits they can get from the EPA, the more the energy generation goes to renewable, the better, the more favorable, presumably, the EPA we'll look upon things, presuming the next EPA administration is in line with the current EPA administration. And we should also note that also on board with the White House plan, Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters, which has started running ads discouraging Senator Ron Johnson from voting against any bill that would block the Obama rule. League of Conservation Voters say Johnson and Governor Walker are doubling down on their opposition to health benefits for many Wisconsin residents. We're also getting early support, signs of early support from the renewable energy industries, which would presumably benefit if states like Wisconsin made more use of wind and solar.
We're talking right now with WPR reporter Chuck Kornbach from Milwaukee, talking about Wisconsin's plan to join a multi-state lawsuit opposing the president's new clean energy plan. And at the beginning of the interview, we heard from Governor Walker there saying that he is clearly against this new initiative. This is something that the governor's been anticipating for a while. Has he fleshed out his reason for that opposition?
Well, he's just twice yesterday in both his presidential campaign in the morning and then his appearance in New Hampshire at a forum that at night last night, and that's where the clip originated, that the he's saying would have a negative impact on the state of Wisconsin, that electricity prices would really go up as power companies cut carbon emissions and switch to cleaner fuels. So Walker then asked late in the afternoon his official governor's office, because I guess a campaign for president can't ask an attorney general to do something and get much response, but the governor's office in the afternoon asked State Attorney General Brad Schimmel to intervene, and so Schimmel's going to join this multi-state lawsuit. None of this is a surprise, as you sort of indicated. Walker said he'd do this months ago. It caught Schimmel a little bit by surprise back then, since there wasn't a final rule at that point. Now there's a final rule, and apparently this lawsuit.
Now let's talk a little bit more about that lawsuit. Do we know what the grounds are for the lawsuit, what the argument's going to be?
Well, I think the main thing is going to be whether the EPA has exceeded its authority with some of the requirements, and that gets into the technical details quite quickly on that and legal details. But Attorney General Schimmel said yesterday that this rule would really be detrimental to Wisconsin's economy. So there'll be various legal arguments stemming on the projected impact on Wisconsin. National environmental groups, though, held news conferences late last week saying they think the climate change plan will survive, a basic contention that the EPA did not exceed its authority and that the U.S. Supreme Court told the agency it had the ability to regulate carbon emissions that in a decision a few years ago.
And Chuck, what are you hearing from opponents of the president's plan here in Wisconsin?
Well, the interest groups, besides the governor and attorney general, of course, the interest groups like Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's largest business group, saying many factory workers will pay with their jobs, WMC says, because of electricity rates, prices going up if companies have to buy from sources generating either from coal. In other words, if power companies are using these renewable sources, which WMC says may be more costly, that the big energy users would have to higher electricity costs and lay off workers. Americans for Prosperity, a group funded by the Koch brothers, if you will, said this is a federal takeover of Wisconsin's power grid.
And what do you see happening in the meantime? Does this, for instance, impact how agencies like the DNR do their jobs?
Well, it certainly seems to have put a bit of a chill on things. The DNR, in a statement yesterday afternoon, we are not going to be commenting on the CO2 emissions rule announced today because we need to thoroughly review the rule to make sure we know exactly, quote, what EPA is requiring Wisconsin to do. DNR then went on to suggest an argument raised by the electric utilities in the state, especially We Energies, that the state has already achieved significant reductions in CO2 emissions. If you go back to 2005, DNR talks about how the Focus on Energy program, the ratepayer-funded program, has helped the state become more efficient and more investment in renewables. So we haven't heard the technical end from the DNR. I think they're sort of pulling back and seeing what Governor Walker, presidential candidate Walker, is saying.
And does it sound like there is any mechanism in the plan for improvements done earlier, say back in 2005, that they might be credited in the future?
No. Well, I think that might be another part of the lawsuit, because I don't think right now there's a whole lot of early credit, just these additional incentives and help and delays for states like Wisconsin is where the EPA bent a bit.
And Chuck, just quickly before we let you go, what are the chances that the lawsuit will be successful, will prevail?
Well, again, the lawyers are lining up on both sides with the critics of the multi-state lawsuit, saying no chance that this EPA plan is fairly bulletproof. But there are judges that will have various stripes out there that will weigh in on things. And will we see carbon emissions cut by 30% by 2030? As one environmental group says, well, this is for our children, so I guess our children or grandchildren will see the benefits or not the benefits.
Chuck, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks.
That was WPR reporter Chuck Kornbach.